Now we're at the Tremo campus at Penryn for the Environment and Sustainability Institute's Knowledge Exchange Strategy launch. Now the University of Exeter is taking a lead role in this, and the director has just been chosen. He is Professor Kevin Gaston, and he's with me now. Can we just get an idea of where this all came from with the ESI? You showed a picture of Earth rising earlier on. Just tell us why this picture is so important.
So Earth rising was the first picture of the Earth which was taken from deep space. It was taken in 1968 on Apollo 8, and it really changed the world's perceptions of our dependence upon the Earth.
And so that photograph obviously has had an impact on you and people in the whole environmental campaign around the world. Just tell me about what you hope that photo can inspire at the ESI over, you know, the coming years.
Well, I think it captures, on the one hand, our utter dependency upon the Earth. On the other hand, the interesting thing about the picture is that it actually hides much of the impact that people are having on the Earth. And in a sense, we want to bring those two things together, in a sense, in solving many of the environmental changes that we've wrought on the Earth. We want to make that picture, if you like, in one sense, a better representation of what's actually happening on Earth.
We've got the ESI now. There are a series of challenges and opportunities that you were talking about. What are those challenges and opportunities?
So the big challenge is, how do we solve many of the environmental problems that we're presently facing? And the opportunity is, how do we solve those problems in a way that give opportunities for businesses, for communities, and for individuals?
The University of Exeter has based this in Cornwall, in Penryn. Why Cornwall?
Well, Cornwall provides a hugely exciting opportunity. It's a real natural laboratory for working on environmental problems.
Okay, so we've seen quite a few businesses set up in Cornwall. We've seen the Wave Hub, and there are a lot of marine businesses. Those businesses, are they going to play into the whole policy and the direction of the ESI?
ESI will interact with a whole range of stakeholders, including local businesses, including other environmental initiatives. It will work across a whole range of other organisations and the landscape at large.
And you also talk about breaking down barriers between departments within universities, you know, between business and universities. Just tell me about how you hope to do that.
So traditionally, universities have been very much discipline-based, academics working in different fields have occupied different buildings. But the solutions to environmental change problems really require the coordinated effort of academics across many different disciplines. What the ESI is going to do is give us an opportunity to bring those people physically together in the same place and give them a chance to interact in a way that they haven't had before.
So if you want to know more about the ESI, then you can find details on the University of Exeter's website. So go to www.exeter.ac.uk/ESI.